bag. Mike! Two bandits. Watching. Louie!
This episode is unfortunately called Unicorns.
What up, party people, and welcome to episode 112.
112, I knew that already.
Two
I wrote it down.
Bandits watching Bluey.
Yes.
I'm your good pal, Greg Painter, and with me...
I see him. He's right there.
Don't call him Silly. Don't call him Willie. Don't call him Millie, because his name is...
Chili Healer. I'm Mike Martin.
Buddy.
Absolutely. We're going to be very loud today, I think.
We are. My dude.
We are going to be obnoxious today. I don't
we
know
are
why.
Here.
I don't know why, man.
This, the second... First off, how are you, pal?
I am fantastic. We've discussed Mini Bluey recently. We're deep into season 3 now. We're kind of exploring the new things because, like we've said, we've only watched these episodes a couple times, except some episodes you watch like 40 times. And today's one of those episodes.
This is the first time I saw this. Laugh out loud, funny. Still watch it to this day. Love this episode. A little
we're here for unicorns, folks.
Call unicorns.
Gosh.
My goodness.
There's no real... I could only handle a Wiki Bluey synopsis because there's too many things that are about to happen in this episode. So, folks, for the littlies listening, for the adults that, you know, just relate to this episode, this is such a good episode. Greg?
Yeah?
What's a unicorn?
Bluey can't get to sleep. So Mum reads her one last story, but they are interrupted by unicorns, the most annoying hand puppet in the world.
Wow.
Whom Bluey tries to reform.
Wow. Wow. That's a bold statement there, Wiki Bluey.
It is bold actual factual. Pretty strong.
I don't know if I agree with that one. I relate to this unicorn situation.
I was about to say, I feel like if it didn't have a goatee and had a full beard, I feel like this is Mike on special nights. Just going full unicorns.
So
with Carrie sitting next to you saying, how is this helping?
My first note in this entire episode is just literally the word unicorns with so much excitement.
Nailed it.
But when we jump into the episode, I mean this is how we do it, is we go. It's a very tired night.
It is a
it's
tired night.
Late.
It is so. The start of this episode is so stinking relatable for yours truly over here.
Just the
because that's kind of our evenings.
The plot.
Like the I know Martin family and other families do different things, but the Painter family ritual is we go upstairs, we read books, we hang out for a minute, and then downstairs.
Sure.
And I am very much the bandit going out, clear.
Oh.
I read my book. I give my kisses. I sing my songs. Uh-huh. I'm gone.
We have deadlines.
With Miss Bethy, we got two little stage three clingers who will not let her leave. And just one last song, one last book, wandering down the stairwell. I forgot this or that. It's like, no, you didn't.
Just,
you're
they
just
have,
trying to sneak.
They have that fishing lure just stuck in her. Like,
and much like Chili, Beth is, well, actually, that's not fair. Unlike Chili, Beth's like, yeah, I'm all for it. Because they're only going to be this size for so long.
Sure.
Let's snuggle.
Oh, good get there, Beth.
But me, I channel the Chili. It's like, come on. What TV show are we watching tonight?
That's
we got new Survivor episodes.
He's sitting there. He's sitting reading
we're
the newspaper.
Halfway through True Detectives.
He's reading the newspaper. He's just like, what are we watching tonight? What's the deal? And when she plops, like that's a I'm out plop.
Is it watch what you want to watch?
And then
because I'm donezo.
She realizes
you guys watch TV when we sleep.
Can't turn it off yet.
That's have you ever get called out on it? Because we what was it? Two, three nights ago.
Sure.
Because we're trying to be a little bit healthier, so we've been making air pop popcorn.
Cool.
For a little happy nighttime snack with a cocktail or two. And I went upstairs while Beth was finishing up, not thinking. And I was like, hey, popcorn tonight? And Livy just sits right up and is like, you guys have popcorn when you go to bed?
Oh,
it's like,
you got
whoops.
You got got. My homeboy
whoops
has gotten.
Whoops a doodle.
He's gotten really good about, he knows 8 o'clock is full on bedtime routine. And we say, what time is it? And he'll go and check the clock. He's like, 8 o'clock. And he'll just drop everything. He'll go upstairs. I'm like, oh, my dude, thank you so much.
Do you have like so it's like, what time is it?
Yep.
Is the okay. Ours is up the wooden hill is our little precursor.
No
time to go up the wooden hill.
Means.
The stairs.
The
go
hill?
Up the wooden hill.
Oh, man. That's quality cheese.
Up the wooden hill to catch a pail of sleep.
Oh, come on, Willie.
Feel for Chili, though, because she is She's not just tired. She's frustrated with Bluey here. This is very much like, come on, kid.
Yeah.
There's not like a, oh, I feel bad for her. Because Baron's like, she can't help it.
He does, and that's where his like his correlation is strong here. Of he understands Bluey and says, you know she can't help it, man. Like, that's who she is. It's going to happen. Either we're frustrated about it right now, or we figure out a solution, which kind of is what the pivot point is.
I do love her kid logic right here, though, where she's like, well, I'll just take everybody's beds to the dump. If they sleep on their couch, I'll take all the couches to the dump.
That's so good. Taking other stuff to the dump. I mean, you're going to need a lot of sleep if you want to.
Hey.
Oh, she did so well there. I was so proud of.
Because Bandit's feeling okay still tonight. He's still up and at him. He's got a little. I feel like they might do an. Because me and Beth split the responsibilities.
Sure.
One takes one kid, one takes the other, and then flip-flop.
Tag team.
Every other night. It feels like Chili is either perma bedtime parent, or it's her night for both of them.
Sure.
Or it's her night for Bluey, and Bingo's
Bluey's
just
the top. Blah, Bluey's already out. Bingo's already asleep. She's already done.
Oh, Bingo,
When he says that you'll need a full night, you'll need to sleep for that, Chili's lying there just like exhausted on the couch, and she smiles.
She's like, a little tiny
smile.
Thank
you so much. Like, yeah. Like, just if you could say the thing that makes it happen, and then she does. I mean, I have this weird new muscle that I've learned as a parent of when you realize you can't just say, it's not a just go to bed moment where it's like, all right, we got a parent here. Let's do the thing. Like, and she turns on that muscle. And I relate to that where it's just like, I can sit here and be mad and be frustrated, or I can just turn on the muscle. Let's do this. All right. I'm going to read you a story. It's book time. And
but Chili wants help. Bandit has an idea.
Could you help me a little bit? Like, just a little, just a tag team. Oh, yeah, I've got an idea. I can help. Because he's still going a little bit.
Is it a bad idea? And her face, just like the look on her face, like, oh, no.
He's had a little, like, Irish coffee where he's like, all right, well, I'm excited and I can help. Don't worry about this.
Now, this next line, a little heartbreaking. A little heartbreaking for me.
What's that?
Poor little Bluey. Are you grumpy with me?
Oh.
Because Chili's not trying to make Bluey feel bad.
No.
Chili's not. But.
She's bored.
You're still a human.
Yeah.
And you're still have Hugh Dog.
Thank you.
And you still have Hugh Dog feels about situations, so you're not gonna be like, yeah, you're downstairs, it's book time.
Right.
It's like, no, I'm not upset. Well, read a book.
No, I'm not mad.
Because
you can't be mad at her there. Oh, he's here.
We're 8 minutes in to this record.
It took too long.
The hero is here. Hey!
It took too long.
It's Unicorse.
Bro.
Oh no. Not Unicorse.
That Unicorse is very old. It's been around for a while, and it's fun to see it like just appear when Bluey's 7, turning 8, what have you, because he's been around the block, and you could see it in his, like, not just like his beard, but he's just
goatee.
He's an old toy.
He's older than Great Answer.
Yeah. Calling it. He's been around. There's always been Unicorse, and guess what? Bandit.
And I feel
is
like,
motivated.
I very much feel like Unicorse showed up when we're like 2, 3,
mm-hmm.
and it was an over-top silly thing that just made the kids laugh nonstop. And Chili was like, no, dude.
Oh, God, he's back.
This episode is unfortunately called Unicorse. Mm. That is the most angry entrant to the show.
Finn's been chomping at the bit for this intro. So he's going to be so elated to find out. Oh, he already did the intro.
Ooh.
He did a great job, of course.
He did. Great job, Finn, man.
Yeah, good. Shout out. Don't lose your voice in the next, like, 24 hours. I need you to. But it's going to be, it's just, Chili is exhausted across the board. And this is where the tag team is going from Bandit and Chili trying to figure out how to make Bluey go to bed to Chili and Bluey figuring out how to just get Unicorse to go away and figure out their solution, which leads to the solution of time for Bluey to go to bed.
One thing that I did, because I watched this a few times.
Sure. Of course.
One thing that I did for one of my watch-throughs is I only watched Chili.
Yeah. Oh, nice
Every
job.
Time Unicorse makes any sort of noise, her facials are just off the roof.
Animations.
Just why?
She's a ticking time bomb. Not in a bad way. It's just the, like I said, the muscle kicked in. She's like, all right, I'll do the thing. I got this.
Budge up, watch the whore.
Budge up. Oh, my gosh.
What you reading? Yawn.
The voice he does. Like, this book's got a unicorn in it. Like, he has that, like, oh. How How good
was... Once upon a Tim. Oh. I wish I could read.
How good is the book? That Unicorn's book is probably really good, too. Why wouldn't they just... What if they just said, all right, let's read together, all three of us. Chili, Bluey, Unicorn's, let's read
together. I feel like it's not a good book.
What do you mean?
You trust Unicorn's taste in literature?
It's got a unicorn in it.
Budge up! It is voices. I would... Just what I wouldn't give to watch Dave McCormack recording those lines. Like, because he hits an accent that's just obnoxiously, like, oh, you want to hate him.
It's like, Unicorns, we're trying to calm things down here. Gonna be hard with me around.
Got it. 11.
I'm killing myself with Unicorns.
11 even. I'll keep doing it if you want me to, but sorry, toots. There's something about...
I don't care.
The unblinking eye of a puppet on the show Bluey that focuses so much on the animation, and Chili's like flinching a little bit and just getting the frustration, and Unicorn does not blink. He's just a puppet.
Just when he's like, don't care about Bingo sleeping.
Nope.
I do. So you and your little mate jog on. It's like, that's his angry line delivery I think I've ever heard delivered.
So solid. It is.
And we got Bandit right behind the couch. Just like a...
I think that's the last time you see Bandit, too. Like, it's the last time you see Bandit in the entire episode. Because the rest of it is Unicorns and Lawyer. It's fantastic. Because he's like, I know, I'm being a bit much right now. But! Budge up!
I don't really call her toots. Sorry. Oh, sorry, silly. Sorry, Billy.
Silly. He's just trying to pull, and he's doing the thing for both of them to where she's going that extra mile where she is reading the book. And Bennett's like, you know, she can't help it, so let's find a way to get her out. And he knows she's stressing herself out about it, so he's like, why not just have me be the focal point of frustration?
Are you about to try to say that there's a lesson to this?
There's a lesson to everything.
I'm bated breath into my seat as we finish this show.
Really?
To find out what the lesson is. Because I do not see
her. You're so fun. That's the beauty. Oh, my gosh. Oh,
you'll
the
be
going to
teach me
show.
Something or not.
Oh, there's no. Oh, God. I will paint you.
And then Tilly's like, I'm out.
Have we gotten that far? Because he interrupts about everything. He cuts in.
Oh, there's two different outs. So this is the first one where she's just like, oh, no, I'm out. Like, out.
That's right. To Unicorns.
Yes.
Okay. Can't complain about that. That's perfect.
I love this line read. He's the most annoying unicorn in the world. Guilty!
Guilty! My dude. So
I feel bad for Bluey, though. With her next line, she thinks she can fix him. Bluey.
Mistake. It's late.
Don't fix boys.
It's late, babe.
Find the right one.
It's not going to...
That's the lesson.
That's your lesson. Yes. So the way that she responds to Unicorns saying, like, don't ruin the ending. Like, she's got this, like, frustrated vibe. Is she reading a brand new book daughter to sleep?
Because he said Bluey does not know how this one ends.
Do you not have a go-to book to be like, let's read this book. Sleep well, little bear. Bam. Finn's out. Like, there should be a book that's just like, well, then let's read that one. Because
I can give you that, too, because I have the whole similar but not. Like, we fall asleep. I can't fall asleep to silence, so we put, like, on... just a random movie.
Sure.
And sometimes it was like, oh, we haven't seen this. Let's watch this for 20 minutes and then fall asleep and then pick it up here in 20 minutes. Or if I'm really tired, I just put on like Clue and watch like the first 8 minutes of Clue and then just, because that's just like a comfort food.
Is that a you
movie.
Thing or you mean with the littlies? You put
oh, that's, oh, that's a me thing. Yeah, this is.
Make sure that you're not throwing on
I'm not throwing on Clue for the kiddos. The first 8 minutes, stuff can dog do. It's not, you know.
Just making sure Mr. Body is not.
And I do like very much. You know, Bluey's like, I can fix him, right? Unicorns? Nah.
Mm-hmm. Not going to happen. Sorry. He is an unbreakable character. He is a puppet, so he's going to just be what he is, and Bandit's going to make sure that's
just
the case.
Every second, like, just the, it's like, you can stay, but reading this book, you'll live to regret that.
Oh my gosh. I love it. I love it.
You know what else I love?
She makes shoes!
This book is so fun. I don't know why, but I very much enjoy this book.
Book itself?
I want it to be a real... I don't know if it's a real book. Uh-huh. I don't know if it's based on a real book.
The Princess that Steps on Prickles?
That's such a fun story.
She stepped on the prickle.
Oh, no. Even before that, on the litter. Oh, changed my mind. Down, back out again. Here we go.
Down. He's having the time of his life right now. He's like, you know what? I'm just going to push the limit because right now. Let's see what I can get away with. And I'm going to.
But Bluey can't see the page. And why should I care?
There's the page.
They're just like, I forgot about the catchphrase.
I forgot about
again, this is something that was brought out at some point with the pure purpose of annoying Chili, I think. Like, getting the kids to laugh, but also to annoy Chili.
Yeah, I think Unicorns probably shows up a lot more around lunchtime. And tonight he's like, oh yeah, we were cleaning up the other room. I saw Unicorns. Africa back! And he's so hyped about it. He loves being... Because he's put on puppet shows in some way then, clearly. Because his puppet skills, fantastic. Fantastic. Not gonna lie.
But we're still upset. We're still thinking about our first book. Stories are nice, but mine was nice too. And this one has a boring ending where she just makes
shows.
Don't spoil the ending.
It's so.
Why should I care?
It's just relentless. And there's a moment that does kick in, and I don't know how far off I am jumping, but where Bluey does say that's bad behavior, and he just chooses not to stop.
Yeah,
he's just like. Why should I? Like,
That's after the litter. That's like, off? No, I don't. Change my mind. Here we go.
That's bad behavior. Like that. The moment he does that, you realize he's not going to stop tonight. He's going.
And just owning the, like, being a little stinker to Chili, like, you know, please keep going. I won't spoil the ending, Millie. And then just quick pause. Where she makes shoes.
And then possibly the best character. Go ahead.
Now we still got so much to go.
I'm not the lawyer yet. Don't worry.
Okay.
I was going to say the best character. I feel so good. I feel so good. I could dance. And he busts out a Bluetooth speaker. He's just somehow flexing those arms, doing his thing. He's just having, like, the dialogue that Dave does in this is too fun.
Well, more dialogue-ish, but when we're back to the unicorns, that's bad behavior.
The mockery.
Like, mocking your own child for trying to teach you a lesson.
Sounds like Beaker from Muppets. Was Muppets or Sesame Street? It's Muppets, right? Yeah, because it's...
Yes.
Meeper.
Yeah.
Meeper?
Meeper.
Beaker.
And... Queen sticks on a prickle. Oh, and then we get to our dance bar, because how would you feel if you step on... I'd love it. I'd dance.
I feel so good. I could dance. He's just got a Bluetooth ready. He's got
maybe
the JBL.
She should wear shoes.
He's so belligerent is the word that Unicorns is. It's perfect. I love... But he's doing...
are we at the lesson yet? Are we getting towards the lesson? What are we learning right now?
Well, the lesson is... I mean... It's how the episode works. But the lesson is what the book is about. It's there are prickles. There are prickles in life. You step on prickles. Unicorns is the prickle. He's got a horn. He is literally a prickle. And the goal is to know you can't change them. The prickle's going to exist. You just got to make your shoes. And that way you can be comfortable.
And
that way you can go to bed. Exactly. You wanted to step on unicorns. That's the thing, is you can't change something. Prickles are going to exist. Don't walk out there barefoot like a dummy. Walk out there with shoes and you'll be good. Boom. Lesson. Got it. Bam. Also, it's good parenting because they do like a triangular parenting situation where it's
like good cop, unicorns cop.
It's very much good cop, bad cop. That's like, I have that note right here. I promise you. So yes, absolutely. But you can't stop the prickle here.
Can't stop. We won't stop. Good, but it's okay because Bluey has an idea.
Oh,
you know, unicorns, what's your favorite food?
Children. Oh yeah.
And then just Bluey, like, I was just like, oh,
okay,
it's like, that's getting chicken bucket.
He does like the face right against her face. It's like the first time I heard it, I was like, oh man, are they going too far? They're not going too far. It's just, it's that guilty cheeky, oh, good dunk, Bluey.
Chicken bucket, can't go wrong with chicken bucket.
Love chicken buckets.
Give him a nice chicken bucket.
Ah.
Everything. And again, just the like, mighty kind.
Ah, that phrase. Gosh. So many things landing on this episode. Mighty kind of you. And he's so annoying. Like, Bandit's voice is turned off the moment that he goes, you! I feel like Chili has, like, a true pet peeve about people chewing with their mouth open. I think that will, because that one, like, you got the eye flinch, like the twitch happening. And she turns and snaps, and I'm like, will you stop?
Like, I just realized I feel real bad for anybody listening to this one in headphones with what I just did there. Sorry for that, friends.
Thanks, y'all. Oh, she hates
you. Could you stop? I could.
But not gonna.
That's it.
And that's when Chili is tapped.
I'm walking away.
She is out the door. Is this... Because I remember I walked in and you were watching another time, then we paused.
Uh-huh.
And the pause was... Chili was like baring her teeth, eyebrows down, the rage on her face.
That's it. That's it. She's hit that point. She's done it. We've come across that a couple times here and there with Chili where she hits that limit and she needs those 20 minutes or something. And this is that, like one of those like, all right, nope, that's good. No, it was a sticky gecko. When she steps on the...
Jinx!
Oh.
Tag me in 10 seconds.
All right, well, I'll do it after you do 10 push-ups. But that's it. She's like, fine, we're not going to go to the park. That's great. And she's like, that's it. I can't bedtime anymore. I've hit
Catch
it.
Catch you on the flip side, Willie!
Oh, my God. Burr, 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 burr. The music's back. It's so good. Oh, gosh. So you can't change a unicorn. That's all.
Blue's still trying, though. I got this, Mom. Mm. Tap on the shoulder.
Ah! Ah! My back! My neck! My back and neck!
Whiplash while in person, like standing around, walking around, whiplash.
I need my lawyer.
My neck and my back.
You just gotta ignore him.
You can't change the prickles. You just gotta handle him. You gotta spot shoes on. The prickles? I'm stretching. I don't know.
Enter the second best character outside of the Bluetooth speaker. The lawyer.
The lawyer bear.
My goodness.
That's a great voice, but...
Excuse me.
Are you Willie here, lawyer?
Are you Willie? Chili! Mom?
Just ignore him.
Ignore him. All right. She's the one that flinches first on the ignore him thing.
And I also wondered if the jester being in the book, if that the jester was also supposed to parallel dad... being the jokester who is saying how to overcome the prickles.
More than
you might be onto something, young fella.
We're figuring things out here, man. Kind of, sort of, yes. And
stop that reading. This is a serious matter. Oh. Someone karate chopped my client.
Karate chopped? Bluey, stop. Chill yourself, too. It's okay. It's okay.
But we finish the book. We get our lime lesson.
See, there was a lime lesson in the end.
And then Bandit just decides, I'm just going to do my own thing over here. Little pokey pokey.
Get the horn.
How's your lawyer? Roar!
And she's like, I think I'm ready for bed now, Mom. Because there's too much.
Finish the book.
There's too much. Time for bed.
They live happily ever after.
Shoes.
Let's leave them to it. Such a good credits. Such a good credits. Dancing unicorns, living their best life. This is a nonstop fun. I think I like unicorns more than grannies. As far as like
100%.
Goofy,
100%.
Crazy, whatever.
It's
unicorns.
Season 3 has brought upon at least two episodes, I feel like, that are the two funniest episodes. One we haven't covered yet.
Are we going to tell a story about that sometime later on?
Granny Mobile, 100%.
Oh, I love me some stories, but we'll get to all of those.
We'll get there.
We've got plenty of tearjerkers next. Dude, Curry Quest, going to break me next week.
We're not there yet.
But we're not there yet, because I have to know. Hey, Mike.
Yeah?
What's your favorite thing today?
I will answer that after we hear from a couple sponsors right now.
Oh, that's right.
And we're back.
You were about to say what your favorite thing was?
I was.
And why should I care?
Wow.
I love you, and that's why.
That's was that your thing? Was that your thing? You jumped in with it?
That's my thing. I just had to interrupt.
How many times you could say it? I actually didn't count how many times he says that. There are so many things I wanted to count, make it my favorite thing, and have a whole list, and just be at the ready no matter what. But you know what? It's when Unicorns laughs on the prickle, where he jumps right in the middle of the book. He's like, I'm right on that prickle. Like,
he's such a jerk, as Unicorns.
It's perfect. And it's just that right level to where... he doesn't stop being unicorns. There's no, like, that's bad behavior.
Dad slept in this morning. He had a good day.
And he had a little bit of coffee.
He's nice and caffeinated. Exactly.
And Chili's tired. And it was the realization that unicorns wasn't going to stop. Like, when she says, that's bad behavior. He's like, yes, he's channeling it extra today. What was your favorite thing today, man?
What's your favorite food? Children. That was just such a great, intense for Bluey.
Right.
And again, even Bluey's like, oh.
Is this too much? Well, you know what? It's unicorn, so it's supposed to be too much.
Exactly.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Who's your favorite character,
man? It's unicorn. It's times two.
Yeah. I didn't put it down at all. Because I'm like, I'm going to figure out something goofy or fun. I'm like, no, it's unicorn.
It's unicorn. Every line, the way Dave does the voice, the commit to the bit. Ah, unicorn is just...
flip side, Willy! Like...
And then just,
Or is it unicorns or is it voice actor unicorns bandit? Because he also crushes it with
unicorns because they're two separate people.
Okay, because the lawyer is a different person too, and he's
exactly.
Excuse me, are you Willie Healer? Like, oh gosh, it's too good.
It's just so good. Such a good episode from start to finish.
Okay, then if you are possible to rank episode 112 Bluey, how do you rank unicorns, man?
You asked me first. World's flipped upside down.
I did. I'm sorry. Well, we took the same thing at the character, so I didn't spin it. I'm sorry.
I rank this one. Why should I care?
Oh, man. Yes. Absolutely.
Is that what you put two?
No.
Okay.
I put one.
Mike, well, I didn't ask you a question. Ask me, please. So you need to be patient. Put your patient pants on.
Okay.
Sit back there.
Grilly.
Relax. Grilly.
I don't know. Chili and Greg, combine them.
What do you rank? Episode 112, which is usually how you say it. Unicorns.
I ranked this episode one amazingly strategically placed Bluetooth speaker that came in clutch. It has to be. I'm sorry. The Bluetooth speaker came in clutch too. So
thank you all so very much.
Oh, man.
What an episode. Plug-a-rooney o'clock. Link tr.ee/watchingbluey.
That's where you find
merch,
it.
Socials, TikTok, Patreon. Kimmy O.
We still do that. That's right.
T-Public.
That's right.
Got a couple of sales this week on T-Public, so thank you.
Thank you so much.
For the folks who hopped on there.
Greg's the one that had the smart idea about the Calypso crew shirt and sticker and all that kind of stuff.
He's the one that put it together. Wonderful creator.
You know what? He thought about it. He put it together and shot me a super cool little drawing of it, and we just made it happen, and some people like it. So thank you, anybody that did it. Absolutely. Appreciate it. Oh, I think there was like a...
WatchingBluey.
That's us.
@gmail.com. Send us your feels, your likes, your... stuff and things.
Understatement of the year.
Rate, you won't. Review, subscribe. We have 114 reviews.
Do we really?
On here. So appreciate episode 112 with 114 reviews. That's not too shabby.
I'll take that all
so
day.
So appreciate all of you.
On this beautiful day, I think we do still have somebody who talked about Mini Bluey. Majora's Descent, of course. Thanks for making the pod. You guys play Legends of Zelda. I'm interested to hear a guy's answer.
We certainly play Legend of Zelda.
Understatement of the year. He's more recent when it comes to the Zelda stuff, right?
That's wildly false.
Oh, no. I'm not saying like forever, but you've played more of the Switch games and all that kind of stuff than I have. Saying.
I'm not saying
that I've played longer than you have.
NES version. I played Ocarina.
Yes.
And I love me some Breath of the Wild. I have not played Majora's Mask, though. Majora's Descent, which I'm assuming where that is... acquired from. I missed out on Majora and I missed out on... Is Majora the time travel one? Which one's the time travel one?
That one's the time travel one, I think. Because I'm a big fan of Link's Awakening and... Link's Awakening was the Game Boy one, and then I also like A Link to the Past. The Super Nintendo one was my, like, jam.
Ooh la la.
So, la-di-da. That's what we do around here.
Appreciate you, Majora. P.O. Boxo. 2372.
That's us.
Syracuse, New York, 13220. I realize now that I'm sitting here that I did get a notification we have something sitting in the P.O. box. So we'll have to remember for next week to check it out.
I will have to zip
send
over
us
there.
You'll
have to there.
Whatever.
The race is on.
You want. And lastly.
Oh, gosh. It's going to be... I had a thought midway through the episode, and I don't remember. Is it a shoemaker? Is it shoes?
Get yourself some chicken bucket.
That was my thought. Dang it.
Go to KCS Chicken, not KFC Chicken. KCS Chicken on Stanley Street in East Brisbane.
Kyle Stanley Chicken. That's what I'm going for.
So the Google reviews, this is why I had to pick this one.
Yep.
Because the Google reviews not only... I didn't like just look at random ones. I wanted the ones that they picked, that KSC Chicken picked for their establishment.
Oh no, are they like an ATM machine where it's like
that's
not how the
algorithm works?
I am officially
obsessed with the Korean burger.
What? What?
Yeah.
So So it's Korean style chicken.
Thanks, Nick, for saying how much you like the Korean burger. And I wasn't a fan of fried chicken until this place. And then KFC is the best chicken in Brisbane. I eat here at least every 2 weeks. Hey, bud. It might be a little too much fried chicken there, Jasmine. Just saying. Chicken's good. Every 2 weeks, Jasmine.
What's KFC chicken stand for?
They do chicken right. If you want to know more about KFC chicken, you can check them out at www.kcschicken.com.au.
Is it KCS or KSC?
KCS.
What is
or it? You can check them out at KCS Chicken on Instagram. Friends, call to action. I swear, if you have an Instagram and you're hearing my voice, say, love your chicken, at Watching Bluey sent us. Just, I beg of you. This is our most clear path to
getting on the show somehow one day.
To free chicken in Australia.
Oh.
Say, love your chicken, at KCS Chicken, at Watching Bluey sent us.
What the heck is KCS Chicken? It's beautiful.
I wonder if it starts with, you know what? The fact that it starts with Korean burger, I wonder if it's some sort of Korean chicken joint.
I'm down for it. This is fantastic.
But hey, you know what?
One day we'll have it.
We're going to go to Australia. I already eat nothing but KCS chicken. Mm-hmm. Or KFC. Is it KCS or KFC?
KFC.
Whatever.
So it's not KFC, it's KSC.
They do chicken fine. We're going to go.
Do that, Greg?
We're going to eat the chicken. We're going to have a Korean burger. You know why?
Why is that, man?
It's got to be done.
It's got to be done, man.